He lived in a time in France right before the Enlightenment, in a France that persecuted Protestants and went to war often at the whim of the king. This priest had a particular devotion to Mary, the Mother of Christ, and expressed this devotion especially through praying the rosary, a string of beads on which to count prayers, while meditating upon the life of Christ, called the Mysteries. Mysteries because in them one contemplates the unfathomable moments of the Christian faith. From that first moment when the great and terrifying angel declared unto Mary, as unto all mankind, "Do not be afraid," to the agony of Christ on the cross, crying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" echoing the cry of humanity, suffering throughout the ages, to the glorious resurrection and life everlasting. Louis believed that he could foster a more intimate relationship with Christ through Mary. It was, after all, through Mary that Christ came into the world. He acknowledged, however, that Mary, being a mere creature fashioned by the hands of God, is compared to his infinite majesty less than an atom, or rather is simply nothing. But it is this fact, that she was a mere human, nothingness compared to the transcendent God, that makes her even more special. She was chosen to carry out one of the most divine of human functions, for God himself. Creation.